Hey everybody, welcome to episode number one of Mystery D8, an actual play D&D podcast by the Bruise Day Tuesday nerds. I'm a little nervous about how this is going to turn out, but you know, we're going to get through it together and it's going to be fun. And without further ado, here's the music that I found for free on the internet. Just everybody remember, this is everyone's first time doing this, so don't get too self-conscious. Well, it would help me be a little less self-conscious if you would stop giggling, Zach.
Well, no, it's just like, I know, I want to make your first time special, it's just all.
I think we're just already in the show.
Where do you put your hands, am I right?
I don't understand.
It's not me for once.
Yeah, we're just already in the show, because I think it feels more natural, I think. I think everyone can feel the warmth. So this is the first episode of our show, which as of this moment doesn't have a title, but as of you listening to it, I think does. So you know it and I don't. Isn't that fun? Because I will say it before this part. Temporal dissonance. But so this is a podcast where we're going to play Dungeons & Dragons as friends. It's all just some all-stars from Bruise Day Tuesday. So yeah, let's go round the horn and everyone introduce themselves. I'm Sam Ginsberg. I'm gonna be DMing. Don't do a whole character intro yet. We'll get to that. Tyler, who are you?
Oh well, I think I'm Tyler. It sounds like, and I'm a Bruise Day Tuesday All Star, which I didn't realize, and I'm pretty happy to find out about.
And our first alternate for the All Star team, I think you would be the equivalent of the sixth man, except you're, I guess, the third man or fourth man or however the numbers play out, Zach?
Yeah, I think he'd be the fourth man. I'm Zach, also flattered to know that I am a Bruise Day Tuesday All-Star. That feels good. I'm also known as the person who just derails that entire podcast and doesn't talk about beer even a little bit. So that feels real good. But I'm also here now to actually stay on topic D&D-wise.
Well, for once we'll be doing something that you know anything about.
Yeah, that's good.
And Mary.
So I'm Mary. I guess I'm also a Bruise Day Tuesday All-Star. That's really exciting for me. Feels good also, like Zach said. What am I supposed to say?
I don't know. Again, I don't know what I'm doing.
What are your biggest fears?
My biggest fears are doing a bad job in this podcast, because it really... Should I say like our D&D experience? Because I have very little.
Oh,
I played,
let's do that.
I played like, I think, two sessions in college because, I mean, my friends and I wanted to try it, and then we had this DM, and then after two sessions, he was like, I don't like this, and he just stopped, and then we were like, okay. So then we stopped.
Well, in fairness, DMing sucks.
Yeah.
But you have other tabletop RPG experience, though.
I do. I played a lot of Numenera. I just finished a campaign of that was like 2.5 years long, and then now I'm playing another campaign of Blades in the Dark, which is a pretty cool RPG where everyone's thieves and stuff.
So you'll be a veteran of role-playing and dice using, but not a veteran of understanding all of the 5e mechanics.
Yeah, there's a lot more mechanics in D&D than I think the other games I've played, so that's gonna be a bit fun. But yeah, I can roll dice really well.
Nice.
Well, 5th edition is a little bit more of a streamlined, straightforward type of a game than some of the other D&D editions are. So hopefully, I'm going to try not to get too bogged down in rulesmanship, but I think at least for the first couple episodes, as I'm explaining stuff to you guys, I'll also... Oh, God, you guys are doing all these visual gags. It's killing me.
So I got to get serious.
It's really good for an audio medium.
Killing me. So yeah, we'll do rules and stuff as we go, but eventually you guys are gonna have to stop being scrubs and learn how to play. Speaking of people who know how to play, we know we're talking about Zach.
What up? So as far as D&D experience goes, this is, I guess, gonna be the third concurrent campaign I've got going on with Sam. So in one of those, Sam is also DMing, and the other one I am DMing. So I have completed, I guess we played one campaign to completion earlier on.
And I thought you would free me from my DMing prison, but you were like, nah, we like these characters, write a bunch of new shit for us to do.
We didn't ask you to write anything, but you do such a good job that it's hard to let you go free.
Aww.
I know. So I do know what's going on for the most part. with 5e.
And Tyler, we did a little off mic kind of little demo.
Yeah.
Like, if you were gonna buy D&D 5e from like the like Nintendo eShop and you
sure.
wanted to play the demo, it was the like shitty 15-minute demo. And I think you almost got stuck in a hole and starved to death.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Oh.
Big time.
Good.
Big time. Well, yeah, I mean, you said scrubs, and I think that's the category I take up. I have zero tabletop RPG experience, although I like to think that I have a solid nerd background, you know, outside of that. So I'm hoping that translates over a little bit. Although, definitely almost got stuck in a hole.
Nice. I've also role-played quite a bit on tables. That hasn't translated a lot, but also just a relevant experience.
Are you talking about playing doctor and such?
I got stuck in some holes, if you know what I'm talking about.
Hey-o.
Sex.
All right.
Got him.
That's right.
Nailed it.
I'm glad you went there so quickly. Just
that's what she said.
I was on the fence about whether this show, much like Bruce Day Tuesday, is going to have to be marked as explicit.
Is this going to be a blue podcast?
I think it probably will be.
So yeah. I don't know. In character, it might not be as explicit, but, you know, I got to be me, you know?
Do you got
to? As Confucius said, I think.
So let's do a little bit of, now that we've introduced our players, let's introduce our characters. Don't give me the whole background. I made all of you send in character backstory. Some of you were more prompt at that than others.
Got him.
Don't want to put anyone on blast here in particular, but...
It's the only person who's not laughing.
I don't know if those are all going to come through. We'll see.
I mean, the, like, passive blasting has been received. Thank you.
Okay, great.
Acknowledged.
Mary called me at work today and was, like, talking through backstory shit. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? We're both supposed to be working, and you're supposed to have done this weeks ago.
I did it. I wrote my stuff today on my lunch break. It's fine.
Thank you. Yeah, so give me your character, your race, your class, and just, like, a one or two sentence synopsis of what your character is about. We'll do more show than tell as the roleplay kind of continues, but just so people have a baseline. Start us off, Tyler.
My character I'm going to be playing is Gimbal Greenleaf Ale / Glitter Gear of Clan Garrick. He is a 55-year-old rock gnome. He is a rogue, and he's like, he's out there looking for secrets, but like, he doesn't really know what kind of secrets even. So we're all going to discover that together.
God, you are so cute. Zach?
Yeah, so I will be playing the role of Farron Tailweaver. He's a half elf bard, and he's a storyteller, and he's just out looking for like the perfect story.
I think we might have a little bit of trouble with the fact that both of you guys are both trying to play the like lovable scamp character. We'll see how that goes. You might just end up killing each other.
Mm-hmm. All right, sweet.
And who would be the least susceptible to that type of intra-team violence?
Do you mean me?
Yes, I mean you.
Okay, so my character's name is Gretchen Volach. She is a half-orc paladin. She is lawful good, and she's just really friendly and very naive. She's got that whole, like, she's a big scary person, but she's really nice, so she'll, like, try to, like, go talk to kids and be like, what's up? And they'll be like, ugh! And, like, run away from her. And she'll be like, that's fine. Her goal and her drive is to basically just defend people and protect them and prove herself specifically to her dad, who's a human man, and she wants to, like, get into his family and get into his good graces, and he's like, gross, you're an orc, so that's kind of her whole deal.
Actually, can we talk a little bit about Gretchen's father?
Yes.
Yes.
So I noticed something, and I don't know whether or not this was on purpose.
I think I know what you're talking about, and I just realized that I messed that up.
Okay, so... Tell me what you think I'm thinking.
Is it the fact that in my backstory, I had him as, like, a lord of, and then name of place here, because I forgot to fill in the place?
No. Oh. Mean
the noble the kingdom of your place.
Yeah,
here.
Name of place.
Because I was like, I don't know what a D&D place is, so.
Yeah, actually, that's not what I was going to say.
Okay.
But let's actually talk about that for just a sec. Just in terms of, like, world-building shit, I find that, as a DM, world building is a thing that I find to be some of the least interesting and also some of the most difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So Tyler's making a bunch of faces at me, shaking his head like I'm an asshole. Like, listen, I get it.
Like, get I've it. Done this so many times, right?
No, I'm just saying, like, I have strengths and weaknesses. This is one of my weaknesses. I'm trying to lean into it.
That's bullets. Fair. Bullets kill you. for sure.
My one weakness. How did you know?
Bullets to the chest. Is,
I don't think I can't think of a single time that a bullet has pierced my skin. So I'm pretty much Luke Cage.
Good job.
What about Johnny Cage?
I'm less like Johnny Cage.
Yeah, aren't we all?
But basically, as far as world building, kind of, I want it to be a four-person job instead of a one-person job, so I don't have to do as much of it. So, like, kind of in your backstories, you told me about where you're from, and I wanted, you know, specific geographical names, partially so I can use those later so I don't have to make them up. So if, you know, you think of a place, that place totally exists. If, you know, Mary's a paladin, and we talked a little bit about Pantheon stuff, if there's a god you believe in, that's totally just a god in this world, and we can totally play Calvin Ball with it because it's our shit. But the actual thing that I wanted to talk to you about a minute ago, Mary, was there's two things that go together in my head immediately. One is I told you all where the adventure is going to start, and we're going to get to a little bit more about that later. But that place is called Castle Whitehelm. And Mary, what is your father's like lord name?
Did I call him Lord Windrun?
You did call him Lord Windrun. Do you know why those two things coming together I found intriguing?
Because they sound the same.
So Tyler knows. Tyler gets to get his nerd points he promised. You want to tell the class?
Is it that hot Skyrim action?
Yeah, in Skyrim there's no towns called either of those things, but there's a town called Whiterun and a town called Windhelm.
There is! Is that... I played a tiny bit of Skyrim, so I wonder if I, like, you know, subconsciously pulled that.
Well, I consciously pulled that for Whitehelm, because I'm really bad at naming fantasy shit.
It's so hard to make it not sound stupid or start with a G.
Hey.
Hey, those were two separate things. Those were two separate things.
But, yeah, I was curious whether that was on purpose or not.
That was not, but that's funny. No, I'm not that clever.
All right, so we've introduced the show, we've introduced ourselves, we've introduced the characters, and we've kind of talked through what the world is at a high level. It's D&D shit, so it's like, it's fantasy, there's magic and swords and bows and shit. And as far as geography, geology, astronomy, religion, like that, history, that stuff's all kind of up for grabs to develop as we go collaboratively. So the next part I wanted to talk about is how you guys fit into this world, kind of just at a starting point. And what I'm driving at there is I feel like there's this huge, really shitty part of starting a D&D campaign, which is like pushing the three of you into a party together because you're all from different backgrounds. So I feel like there's a trope of like, you all find yourselves in a tavern and someone says, are there any adventurers who would like to do this job?
And then we're like, yeah.
Yeah. And it says Zach's pulling on his collar over there. Cause I mean, that's roughly what he did for our campaign, which is fine. And I think that's what I did for the origin of my campaign too. And that's like it. The reason that that's done so often is because it's easy and it solves a problem, which is hard. And then I think recognizing that trope happened, some DMs will say, let's just gloss over that and say, you guys already know each other, you've done a few jobs together. And then maybe that history can unfold a little bit, but just kind of like, it's more of an in media res thing, like, now we don't have to explain it because it already happened. And so I had an idea that might just not work at all, but this is what I wanted to try. I told all you guys to tell me why you're going to Castle Whitehelm. And, you know, I gave you just enough background so that hopefully you guys could each come up with a reason. And it's just going to be a coincidence. You're all going to show up at Castle Whitehelm for your own reasons. And fuck, I hope you don't just kill each other right away, because that would really derail some of my shit. But let's hear from each of you what your business is there.
I guess I should start again, continuing the tradition.
Yeah.
So Gimbal has left his home in search of secrets. You know, he's looking to find cool old technology or a new potion or some shiz. And he's been wandering around the border towns for a couple months. Hasn't really gotten into anything because basically he's kind of a scrub at this point. And so he heard that at Castle Whitehelm, the old lord was known to sponsor expeditions out to old ruins. And so he's hoping to either sneak onto an already formed trip or maybe get sponsored himself.
And this is Lord Baltho you're talking about.
Yeah, Lord Baltho, of course. How could I forget?
A name that I agonized over, as is the case with many names. All the names either take me 15 minutes to come up with, or I just call them Paul and move on, because I just can't do it anymore.
Okay, well, yeah, that's why Gimbal has trekked his way to see Lord Baltho.
You're hoping that either he can hire you to do something, or you can just tag along on a pre-existing adventure.
Yeah, he's like, you know, Gimbal's kind of a wily little rogue guy, so if he has to fake some credentials to get on a team, that's no problem.
Sure. So, Zach, you look pained right now. I feel like we're going to
play the exact same character. So let me tell you my shtick, and then we can workshop this.
Fuck.
But basically, no, it's really funny. So Farron is a bard, and so he left his village probably like 10, 15 years back now, and he's just been traveling around trying to, you know, find adventure, find interesting stories to tell and share with other people. And that's great and all, and while he can kind of make some okay money pulling up in taverns, performing on the street, he's getting kind of sick of sort of the day-to-day and wants to focus on bigger scale things. And so one thing he's looking for is a potential patron, so being able to sweet-talk a stingy, wealthy man into funding his life seems like a really great challenge and something that's going to be pretty impressive to pull off. And worst case scenario, if he thinks this is taking a dive, the backup plan is really to really antagonize this guy and make an enemy out of him, because it'll be probably pretty interesting.
Because his whole deal is generating a good story.
So in the end, as long as it's a good story, it's a good outcome. So if it looks like it's not working out, you know, obviously, like, money-wise, maybe we try to piss this guy off and get some assassins sent after us or something.
It's feeling to me like you guys are, to an extent, two halves of the same coin. Like, you guys are both, like, seeking adventure, sort of for adventure's sake.
Yes.
But Tyler's doing it, even though you guys have the same alignment, Tyler's doing it, or sorry, Gimbal is doing it for, you know, kind of for a little bit more of a noble purpose, like knowledge and curiosity, whereas for Farron, it's all about just, like, his own personal glory.
Yes.
Yeah, and I would definitely say Gimbal is not, like, I don't want to give too much background away, but he's kind of a scrub, you know? He's not out there, like, looking to really slay big monsters or anything like that, you know? He's just out there, he's doing his thing, he's trying to look in some old caves and stuff like that, so he's not as, maybe, aggressive as Farron might turn out to be.
Well, to be clear, you might be the only one that realizes you're a scrub, but you're all scrubs. You're all level one. Maybe I should have been more explicit about that. You're all level one, so you're all scrubs, and you could all just get killed by, like, a bear whenever.
Okay, all right.
But it's good self-reflection of Gimbal that he knows that.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell us what Gretchen is doing here.
So Gretchen is a paladin that worships the goddess Dol'Ara, who is the goddess of sunlight and honor. And they're kind of, I'm picturing her, like, paladin order as kind of like this, like, really annoying group that, like, go around and they're always like, hey, have you guys heard about Dol'Ara? Like, hey, do you guys want to join up?
Are you Hare Krishna?
Like, hey, all this stuff. And then, so they're not, like, super popular, which is kind of why she ended up joining up with him, because I guess she was just like, okay, sure, whatever. This seems good, and they liked her, okay. Anyway, so she's gone to Whitehelm to talk to Lord Baltho, because, wow, her little paladin group, I don't know what to call it, because it's not, like, a monastery, because they're not monks.
That's
like
a troop.
Order? Missionaries?
You could pick one of those words, or you could just make one up.
That's, I like being an order. Let's be the order of Dol'Ara.
Sure.
So they're broke, because they don't get a lot of, like, patronage. So she's like, I'm going to go get us some money so we can, you know, recruit, and we can get weapons to fight the evil that's going to, like, destroy the world and stuff. That's their whole mission. It's just to bring sunlight and honor and stuff to everybody.
Is Dol'Ara, like, the perfect, almost stereotypical paladin god, which is just like, I want to find the goodest one?
She's one of them. There's actually, like, several of the gods are like, oh, we're all about justice, and she's the only one that was specifically about sunlight, which I thought was an interesting angle, like, a lot of, like, sun imagery, because I don't think you typically are like, oh yeah, half-orcs are really into the sun, like, that's weird.
Do they tan? I don't know if they
tan. I don't know, I think they're just kind of, like, green grayish.
That's racist.
I guess.
There's actually a lot of interesting theorizing about orcism being, like, super racist. Like, because it, like, just the fact that they're, you know, orcs are like automatically evil and they're like a tribal culture and they're quick to violence. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like,
take a look at Red Guards, my man.
Well, the thing is about Red Guards is I always play as a Red Guard and I'm always a boss and a good guy. So I'm kind of taking it back.
I played as a cat when I played Skyrim.
I'm sure you
Khajiit.
She wasn't even a Khajiit. She was just a cat. I just had a mod.
I'm a little cutie cat. That's great. So I didn't play very long. Yeah, so she's just trying to find a patron and find offerings and just money to keep her order in order, if you will.
Cool. So that's thing 5 of 7 on my list.
What? Okay.
I don't know whether that noise means you're so done with this already and you wish we were through or what.
It's both. I'm just celebrating how far we've come and recognizing how far we have
to. I love
spent
lists.
All day getting into character. I need an outlet for this.
Okay.
What's 6?
Let's blaze through this. 6 is naming the show. And so I have 4 names written down, one of which I'm not sure we can use.
Can we use the Adventure Zone? Is that open?
The Adventure Zone is taken, and in fact was taken before the Adventure Zone took it. Apparently there's like a line of go-kart tracks or some shit that's called the Adventure Zone, which isn't really a surprise. So the one I thought of and was really pleased with is Dungeons and Flagons. Kind of in reference to the fact that it's a spinoff of a beer podcast, but apparently there's already something called Fungeons and Flagons.
That sounds familiar.
What's a Fungeon?
Yeah, so I don't know whether it would be, like, completely aping them or only mostly aping them, but I'd prefer to do no aping, if at all possible.
This is a no-ape zone. We have our ape whistles on.
I was brought here specifically
for
the apes.
I haven't written any apes into the campaign yet.
That's crazy.
I think they're too strong for you.
You said we could help with the world building.
So, thing 2, I wanted to make reference to old-timiness, to booze, to D&D stuff, and also to a day of the week all at once, kind of to meld Brewsday Tuesday with the D&D podcast. So I came up with Mead Monster Monday.
No.
That's something.
Okay. So that, in my opinion, was the strongest offering.
Oh,
so,
God.
Oh.
Well, because those two are mine. The other two are 3 stacks. So we'll see what you think of hers.
Well, I would buy Meads and Monsters. Okay, no one else will buy it. That's fine.
I can't say it's bad because I can't think of anything, so I don't have, like, any suggestions.
Yeah. So 3 stacks, kind of going on the same bent as I was, thought of Magic Ale Monday. Like, magical, but it's ale, so it'd be like magic-ale.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's not bad.
And the last one is one that you need to know a little bit about D&D for. There's a spell, which is basically you shoot an assload of ice, and it's called Cone of Cold, and she came up with Cone of Cold Ones.
That's pretty good. I'm gonna have to ponder this.
Okay, I mean, 6 maybe we'll come back to.
I'll email you 17 things tomorrow morning.
I got it.
Uh-oh, what is it, Mary?
Teenage Half-Orc Ninja Tricksters.
Wait, so that only works...
I'll write it down.
Is that
I'll write
only
it down,
true?
And that's the nicest thing I'm gonna do.
Is that only true for your character?
No, because the tricksters are you guys.
I don't know. That seems like you're pigeonholing me.
I was going to say, like, a trickster, and a pizza place. That was going to be my other option.
That would imply the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles had, like, one teenager, one mutant, and then a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah. It didn't make a lot of sense. God, I like teens, though.
No, it's
are
better
you guys
than...
teens?
Whoa.
Hey.
For, like, culture, not for, like, stuff. How old are you guys? You're 20. All right, that's me. I'm 20. You are 70. Never mind. Oh,
I'm 55.
Look at these old farts. Okay, never mind.
Well, because they age at, well, at least in this universe, they age at different speeds. So, like, they would both be the equivalent of what, late 20s?
Yeah, like solid adults, established. Like, I know how to pay taxes. Older than I am in real life, I guess.
Not me. I am a 57-year-old man.
Oh.
Perfect.
You look great.
Thank you.
I don't have a good name idea.
That's okay. You can think about it as we go. And actually, you can think about it afterwards, too. And if you think of anything, let me know. Or actually, reply in the thread so we can all, you know, make fun of your bad idea.
Trolls and Tankards.
I'll write down Trolls and Tankards. That's not the worst.
Thank you.
It's pretty bad, but
not the worst is all I'm aiming for in life.
I mean, do we have to keep it booze themed?
We don't have to keep it booze themed. I think it makes sense to have a little bit of connective tissue with Brews Day Tuesday, but if you think of a good name that isn't booze themed, that's cool with me.
Can we call it Bud Light Presents whatever we're gonna name it?
Yeah, what do I care about? Getting a cease and desist from Bud Light about our shitty thing?
How long do you think it would take them to find out?
An infinite amount of time. That's they it. Never would find
Bud Light Presents Dungeon Friends. Yeah. There it is.
No.
I think yes. Write it down.
Make sure you write that down, okay?
I can write it down, but I will have to cross out Teenage Half-Orc Ninja Tricksters.
What? Got it. What cost? Okay. We'll have to think about it.
But I think that I'm going to stockpile for a little while, just because historically we've had problems getting regular sessions together. I mean, like me and Zach have. So, and I don't want to, I would like to release this weekly, although I think it's very possible that one recording session gets broken up across multiple episodes, because I want to have it be somewhere in the 45 to 60 minute range per episode. So, you know, if I can find clean cuts, I'll use those. And so one recording session could be three eps, but I still want to get a bunch in the bag so that it, you know, with the holidays and shit, and then, like, you know, if someone's traveling for work, now all of a sudden, like, we're like, fuck, do we replace them for a session, or do we miss an episode, or what? So I'd like to...
Get it while getting's good, yeah.
Yeah, just give ourselves a little bit of a landing strip. So I don't think I'm going to actually release this thing we're doing now until January.
Okay, should we talk about New Year's resolutions or something?
Gallons and Gorgons?
That sounds dirty. That sounds so dirty.
What, yeah, what part?
The liquid and the Gorgons, which are women. It's like liquid and women. It's always dirty.
Actually, in 5e, Gorgons are like weird, like wildebeest, armored wildebeest creatures, and I don't know why.
They can't pretend like Gorgons are not an established thing.
I mean, because there's another enemy in the monster manual called Medusa.
Oh, yeah, they're like,
but it's not like a Gorgon named Medusa. It's Medusa is the species. It's, I don't know, it's kind of dumb.
That seems weird.
Do you think somebody, like, 3 years after they wrote the original Monster Manual was like, actually, Medusa was a specific Gorgon? There were a bunch.
Probably.
And they were like, fuck.
This shit's been around for a really long time. But so let's move on to thing seven. I think we'll have to double back on thing six, maybe finish it offline. Do you guys have questions?
Oh, so many, but none.
He's on the moon. Like,
well, I had to get a beer.
Oh, I actually have to go do that, too. Tyler, ask your questions, and I hope they're not relevant.
I don't. So I guess a question. You were talking about like us just murdering each other at the beginning.
Do we all have to get a beer? Should we just take a official break and just get beers?
I'm actually like, I DM way worse when I'm drinking, so I'm gonna not drink during these. But if you want a beer, absolutely have a beer. I think it makes me a better player and a worse DM.
I just can't have a get on Skype with you guys without drinking.
All right, I'm gonna be right back.
Okay. So now that it's just the two of us.
The two of us.
Do you want to ask any questions or do you just want to wait for them to come back?
No, I'll wait, because they probably already kind of know, having a little more experience. So, like, player interactions. We're in a party, right? So presumably we should be working towards the same goal. But, like, yeah, what if our characters, like, wouldn't get along? Like, can you work to, not that I necessarily want to, but, like, could you work against a character in your party?
Like, do the rules allow for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're like, I'm fucking pissed at Farron, I want to stab him in the back.
Right.
I'd be like, well, he doesn't see it coming, so roll that with advantage, and then he's got AC, and if you fucking kill him, we have to figure out what to do with the show.
Okay. I mean, I don't anticipate any of that. I was just curious.
Yeah, let's just be cool and agree to not kill each other, regardless of if it makes improv sense.
I honestly don't think that our characters are... Either, like, I don't think they're too similar. I think it'll be fine.
I think we're going to be best friends.
Yeah. Best friends picking on the half-orc.
No, that seems, yeah. It kind of sounds like she has a history of being bullied. I don't know how I feel about that. Feels bad. Feels real bad.
But she doesn't, like, know. She's just like, oh, people are talking to me. So she probably, like, loves you guys.
Stop. You're giving me the ammunition. We haven't even gotten...
No, but she probably, like, thinks you guys are the best. She's like, we are best friends. Are we going to actually have met before the adventure starts? Is that what we're talking about?
No, we have to become best friends. We got to really...
Okay.
Got to put in the work.
So, if I'm being totally honest with you guys, I thought that this pre-show thing was going to take longer.
Really? No, I'm just...
Fuck you. should we, do you guys want to start playing? I wasn't planning on starting to play tonight, but we can start playing if you guys want
to
start playing.
Are you prepped? I'd love to.
I'm down.
For listening to our weird pre-the-show of our show. And next week we're going to actually start the show part of our show. The adventure begins 1 week from today. Thanks.